for the 5D Collective, we have some amazing times. Anyone who is new, a 5D person is a person who is at the very least aware of their emotional spectrum in a way of having a window of welcome. Or even if there is a window of tolerance, it is not one where you justify the emotional triggers. So the adaptive child behavior, the projection of unfinished business. So you know how to be aware of your own adaptive child and to tend to it. And so not to project your nervous system's needs on another, but to instead talk about it. And obviously that doesn't mean you don't have a reaction. No, it means you're aware of those adaptive child patterns. Okay, so 5D Collective is aware of enlightenment, the human way. They are aware of our mammalian heritage, our birthright to be a restorative embodied self and your open-hearted three-year-old self. Doesn't mean you're there yet, but you are very much in the I'm not going to be an ego-sensitive 4D person or 3D. I'm going to be a person who is going to take that journey of personal development. And the personal development can also integrate a therapist, of course. So those of you who are, again, aware of the aspects of our human nature, that's why the 5D is having a different way of harnessing everything that comes with all of these new ascension energies. And they're not new. We've been having ascension energies for a long time already, but they're not taking them and saying there are energy vampires, dark auras, and so on and so forth. The 4D collective and 3D, on the other hand, are not interested in emotional building regulation skills, in emotional heavy lifting. They are not keen on personal development in a way of let me tend to what comes up. They project it. In fact, what I've noticed is a spirituality bypass, and so the codependency type person, martyrs or superiors, spirituality again, bypassers, and the blamers. So the shame cycle is what you will notice they will be actively participating in, but their behavior is something they don't look at, like a Cusco not looking at himself. So from the Emperor's New Groove, the 5D Collective are Pachas, and the rest is Cuscos, and this is not a competition. You can't go to somebody and say, hey, I think you need to go to therapy. That's pretty much not your job or nice or, you know, again. So 5D Collective knows that every person's journey, their way back home to their heart, to be their self. We didn't need to do Frozen 2. We got to understand we're humans first, and we do bring with us the spiritual and spirituality stuff, but we're a whole three-year-old heart. So we choose to be our humanity. And that's why it's easy for the person who's a 5D collective individual to say, yeah, I want to learn how to do my emotions like a grown-up. It's fun. Functional adults, conscious lovers, it's fun. 3D, 4D has a different mindset. They have a different approach. And that's where the good therapists are out there. There's a lot of education. So everyone has access to YouTube and online. Well, not everybody, but you understand what I'm saying. So in the meantime, for us, ascension energies allow the human love narrative and your consciousness to expand. We bring more Pachas out into the world for specific guidance on personal development, inner growth, all this great stuff we talk about. You can become a paid subscriber for anything curiosity related. You can just send emails and ask away. We have FAQs. I look forward to hearing from you all. Let's continue with our episode. Welcome, welcome, welcome to my lovely IHP community and the 5D Collective. We get another opinionated piece and one that is attachment and trauma informed, of course, but as I share with you what the difference is of how a self-empowered person approaches things, and that's because of my ability, thank you mother, to have my 0-1-year-old attached panicky and my 3-7 shame submissive in the forefront, because I was not scared to share all of my basic emotions. I did not have to work for love, so I know how easy all relationships are, and I also am to this day lovingly accepted just the way I am. So that gives me the capacity to be here and learn to talk to you also with passion, but I want to try and maintain that lovely discourse. And I get passionate sometimes. I'm still learning to harness my 3-year-old and 16-year-old, yes, when it comes to these topics about people who waste our time. Because that's how it will feel when you meet people who do not have emotional availability, accountability, awareness, and they're choosing to not go to good therapy. Okay, so whenever a 5D mystic in the Enlightenment Soul Age group, functional adult right here, solo polyamory, and here's the part about the polyamory, it's because when we say we love you, we mean it, and we're not actually unconscious. So a woman, here I am, who got to be held with equanimity and unconditional love knows how to offer the same. And the difference is there's no inner child that is not being tended to by the adult, the higher self. So my prefrontal cortex, like yours, is your higher self. Okay, and here's why when we have that avoidant discard, it isn't traumatic. It is going to be irritating, and that's because of the precious gift that we were given, which is life, and that precious thing called time. Okay, so that's the very emotion that comes up is irritation and anger. And the first thought is, you wasted my fucking time. You wasted it, and you'll just sit in this. This is the one recurring one. It's going to be that anger to want to be able to correct something. The correcting cannot take place. Forgiveness takes place immediately. Thank you, Jesus and Daniel Siegel, for giving me a way to explain it. Because forgiveness, as he points out, Daniel Siegel, is not about you justifying anyone. No, it is about you consciously, with an integrated brain. This is very capable, which is why I know all about it. The left and right mode. My left is my friend, chit chatter. My right is me with my emotions. And I have a window of welcome for them. Thanks, Mom, because I know that I'm okay to be a 3-year-old, but the world doesn't revolve around me. So I already have all the answers of my poutiness. And I already have the way that I'm going to do what I'm going to do. It's I'm going to sit with it. And I'm going to sit in silence with it, which is what I did as a kid. Remember, my regular listeners know about that book that I wrote when I was a kid. And I would go and sit in a corner, and I would like to sit in that corner because I was left alone to think. And I even used a word that the grown-ups gave me, depressed. And I'm like, yeah, I was not fucking depressed. I don't do that depression shit. And it's not that it's shit. It's that depressed sounds like I'm not being appreciative for the life that I was gifted by God. Because as a child, I was grown up with God, and God told me, don't be ungrateful. I gave you something precious. It's called life. And so here's where, as a mystic, 5D, I have not ever, and to this day, I don't forget it, which is why the spirituality component is something that supports people to stay centered in pure consciousness, purusha, unconditional love, prakriti, pure energy, your whole inner child, 3-year-old. So I can bring to you, and that's what I'm doing, spirituality with yoga and Sadhguru, and then the sciences, attachment, trauma-informed, from lovely Daniel Siegel, interpersonal neurobiology, and how to use your embodied brain. The spiritual in the in-between is the mystic part, and that's with clairs and all that other stuff. But right now, I'm just going to present science, spirituality, come together for me, your host right here, and that's why I'm woo-woo pseudoscience lady, because, you know, this is something that is not provable, but both independently have their proof. And I will know how to tell you sciences proves that our human nature is love. That's only when you, in your own inner world, though, have a 0-1-year-old who is able to feel safe inside your body, not mine. And that is the minute that if you have no attachment wound, you have no trust break, you have no trauma charges lingering. Thank you, Mother. And this is what I am, your host again. I'm using an integrated brain, and as Daniel Siegel points out, integration of the brain made manifest this kindness and compassion. It's your mammalian heritage, your restorative embodied self potential. So the left and right mode on machines is shown, they work together, and our default mode network is down-regulated, which is why when I look in your eyes, I will see a person in front of me, and I will have no trauma charges lingering. So my left mode is not active. My right mode is not, well, my right mode is active, actually, because I'm looking at you. And by the way, they both work always. They don't turn off. but I will say active for the ones that we're using when we're chit-chatting in our brain and emotional and nonverbal stuff, just so we're clear. And yeah, FYI, remember, I fuck up information sometimes, so don't take it as perfect ever, because I don't remember things all the time. But when I do, like this one, I say active, not active. That doesn't mean they shut off, and I'm sure some people will unfortunately not come to double check things with me. But yeah, don't take notes either, because really, I'm here to support you on personal development. For specific guidance, there's paid subscription-based model content. Everything over here, when it's opinionated especially, we're not looking to do any type of guidance. When it's channeled guidance, that's for the energies around, and tarot, for example, as well. Okay, so when you have the default mode network downregulated, it's because you feel safe to be yourself. So I'm good to be my inner child. The ones who have trauma charges lingering, they don't. They have a default network that is activated. And in fact, you are using what your 0-1-year-old and 3-7 use to keep you safe in your own home. So if you have a attachment wound, and that's what happens with avoidance, they have an attachment wound. And so we have with ambivalence and disorganized. Okay, so they have attachment wounds and their self is not going to maintain wholeness. Okay, and I'm not going to get too much into that, but there's answers to why the avoidance discard, and the discard means they shut you out. They shut you out from one day to the next. They shut you out emotionally. They shut you out physically. They shut you out mentally, all of it. But here's where, for an empowered woman, it will not be traumatic. Because trauma means that you and your system was overwhelmed. That would mean that you don't know how to handle your emotional plane or mental plane. Secure attachment people, we're unflappable. We're unflappable because we feel safe in our body and we know how to self-regulate. So I know how to regulate my nervous system. And that's thanks, Mom, because I have my own 0-1-year-old and my 3-7. And then as I got older, from my 8 to 11, I got to have, even though it's 11 to 12 for the flight, but we'll just do 8 to 11 and 12. We'll just put it there as a child part. And then we'll do teenage, 14, 15, 16. That's the fight. Life's unfair. So I was not looking at life as unfair. I got to do my communion, and then I got to do my confirmation between those ages of 8 to 16. And I learned and communion a lot of beautiful things as well as confirmation. Okay, so by the time I get to be a teenager, I have noticed my peers are completely unreliable. I have chosen to stay open-hearted, because otherwise I would be a liar to use the word love. Not to mention that, why would I close my heart off? I know how to love. It's those teenagers that are low self-esteem, indirect communicators, passive-aggressive, and to this day, in fact, that's what they remain. With boundaries, they don't know boundaries. Boundaries is a conversation. Not you blocking me, not you unfriending me, not you bitching in my face, not any of that, which is an adaptive child, maladaptive as a grown-up. That's because it's your inner child, not mine. So your projection and your dysfunction, I will catch it, and as a potshot, because I'm in my prefrontal cortex, I will not project it back towards you. I will say, why are you doing this again? So I will begin my direct communication journey, which is what I definitely know all about as a teenager. Yes, I definitely know all about how perfect I am, Miss Perfect, and how cold and selfish. Protective, that's where some of my friends use that word, but they use a different way. So we'll get into that, because I'm going to be storytelling as well as trying to explain things. But the explanation is to serve a different purpose. It's to say, when you are able to be in your prefrontal cortex all the time, it's because you're emotionally accountable. And that's because, thanks, Mom, you watch your tone. And because you're aware of how your body's moving, and because you are self-regulating, meaning I know if I'm getting too charged or not, because of course people will point that out. So I care about my herd. So when people project their low self-esteem and insecurities, I'm not going to ignore it and do the, I'm going to just be a bitch about it. No, I will discuss with you and I will get to learn. I will get to learn, okay, so how do you, the three-year-old of you and my three-year-old, how can we have fun together? So I'll keep doing that. And that's because I'm not going to be using a brain that is with trauma charges. What does this mean? It means that I don't find you defective because you have a nasty way of dealing with me, an unkind way. You're beautiful just the way you are. Your manners have nothing to do with me. Your behavior is yours. I'm not going to come lecture you about it. I'm a pot chum. That's what an empowered person is. We don't do let me be a martyr or superior. That's a codependent person. We don't do let me blame you or be a victim of you. That's a codependent person again. We won't put our emotional upset and say you are to be shamed, blamed, faulted, or in any way, shape, or form held accountable in a way that I would resent revenge or envy or no, that's all low self-esteem people. These are all people who have no desire to work with their embodied self. In fact, they become not aware of anything. And that's why we have a land full of women who think they're empowered and they're trying to share that and they're not. But then again, there are women that will want to be in that life because that's where the adaptive child has a dysfunction that is related to not only the way their nervous system is seeking out consistent, pseudo-alive, hypervigilant relationships. That's the whole part of where, yeah, they're looking for their herd and they're looking for their superhero herd and they already have a supervillain in mind and they already know who they're rescuing. So they're on the complete Elsa journey without ever getting to the end and realizing we're all special and then again, we're all just people who are on a journey to get back home to our secure attachment selves. So it's that straightforward. I know, right? Isn't it beautiful? That's what I feel. I'm like, wow, it's so simple. It's not even... I can explain it to a five-year-old and the five-year-old will hear me, but that depends on if their parent will be pissy about meditation. Ah, darn it. There's those people who think that meditation is only about Buddhists. Oh, wait, we have great psychology people. They've made secular meditation. Yay! So they are learning how to work with all of those cultural religious biases of people who say yoga makes demons come out of your body. Shit like that, yeah. So here's why science prevails spirituality. It's sad, I know it's sad, but true. Here's where Ursula comes in, the Ursula from The Little Mermaid. So sad, but true. This one wanting to be thinner, that one wanting to get the girl in. Do I help them? Yes, I do. The poor, unfortunate souls, I may. And yes, once you realize that these poor, unfortunate souls are the maladaptive teenage versions, if you get called an evil bitch or evil witch from either of them, it's not going to be a big deal. That's what happens as a teenager when you figure out, wow, these people, I need to figure out, did they lie because they're envious, jealous, spiteful, vengeful? Okay, you know what? Because all of these emotions are in low self-esteem, they're all cowards. They don't have courage. Hey, Jesus, come on over here. What am I supposed to do again? Yeah, okay, forgive them. That's right. And you know what? Let me think. But am I sensitive? Am I a person who wants what they have? No, no, fuck no. I don't. They're all mean. I don't want to be them. They're all unkind. Why would I want to be an unkind person? That would lead me to not maintain my heart body or value body. And Jesus's words of, again, you know, being kind to people, not casting stones. I learned how not to cast stones. That was my one moment of shame, was when I realized that by using the word good and bad that the grown-ups had taught me, I was casting stones. So long story short, avoidant discard. Yeah, it's not traumatic. It's going to be irritating when I will have realized that I was using my time thinking that I was building a snowman. Because see, a empowered woman isn't just sharing random shit with you. No, no. Or an empowered man or an empowered they, meaning a person who has their self in the forefront. I have my inner child. Do you know what that means? I have my right brain mode online. That means that I actually am sharing my heart with you. So it's something not personal. No, no, it's emotional. When I'm sharing the essence of me with you, I'm actually thinking that you have interest in my emotion. I think you care about my heart. What happens when we have impaired bilateral integration? They don't have access to their heart. That's right. I forgot about that. Okay, so when we figure out that we were played, we don't get mad with the person. No, no, we turn and say, okay, you did not see clearly. And then we say, yes, but you can't see clearly immediately. Time gives you all the answers. Time gives, not just time though. No, no, huh? What gave me the clarity that I needed, thank you, Bessel van der Kolk, was Why can't people easily be their self? So as a teenager, it was because they're all low self-esteem, insecure, and they manipulate. Da-da-da. I learned how not to do any of those, except for I also learned how you don't prove intent. And I learned how I wouldn't try to prove anything to anyone because I can't prove it to you. So you either believe me or you don't, at which point you either trust and build with me or you don't. And then once you learn about the avoidant pattern, it's pretty straightforward. A person who's investing their time with the, here's the part, with our hearts. So I need to go find a Sadhguru quote for that one because he actually expresses it the best. The only way you can taste life is with involvement. Okay, so here's what happens when you're a flexible, adaptive, coherent, energized, stable brain, always, not just sometimes. Thank you, Daniel Siegel. An integrated brain is what that is. Integration of the brain means that I work with my chit-chatter left and my right. I have no window of tolerance. So any emotion that comes up, I regulate my nervous system, safe haven, and I know how to go and explore the world. Secure base. Thanks, Mom, because I learned that the world won't ever be 100% safe. And that I get to make friends and I get to build relationships that I want to invest in. So we're always involved fully, completely. There's not addiction in the way of people who don't have ownership of their inner child. Okay? So that's why we don't have self-soothing mechanisms. We know moderation and we know how to say if somebody says, but you're upset right now, but you know what? You're right. I am upset. Okay, here's the deal. Okay? So when somebody calls us out on something that might be happening inside and we're not articulating it well, we will pause, breathe, and then say, okay, let me think, yes. And if instead it's not accurate, we'll say, no, that's not actually what I'm trying to say. Here's what I'm trying to say. And then if they let us be ourselves, we're going to keep on talking, okay? So this is the part of why we don't actually have any relationships that cannot work out. All of our relationships can and do work out. Now, when we have chosen to use our time with somebody who is a potential romantic lover, okay, because this is where the biggest irritation will be. However, there are also another form, the friends that end up becoming people pleasers. Yes. So if I have to share with you all the two areas that irritate a person who's empowered, it's the people who lie to us because they don't know how to be their self. But the please appeasers are the ones who mask it so well that you'll only be able to figure out after you've dedicated a certain amount of time to them. So at least, I'm going to say roughly 3 years. That's what I have noticed with the people pleasers. And yeah, it's sometimes even more than that. It's really a matter of how many interactions you're able to have with them. But if 3 years go by, that's a long time for those of us who care about our life, because we will realize that we've been lied to the entire time. There's no emotional, mental, or physical awareness, accountability, none of that, because obviously they don't go to therapy, so they're not taking it and saying, you know what, wow, I had a lot of shit going on and I was projecting it. What I noticed about the Human Suffering Love Group is that they don't actually take ownership of any of their victim blame or martyr superior. They literally do not take ownership, not even a little bit, zero, nada, no accountability. You better bet that a person who is not noticing I brought my unresolved, unfinished business from home to another human being, the only way they're going to know this is by taking the, wow, I treated somebody like a piece of shit for no other reason except for I didn't trust people in my own way. So it's a long story short. Doesn't happen unless they want to make it happen. No, they will be self-aware, make it happen. And they're not self-aware by themselves. They're aware by thinking of how they treated another person. So you can't just be self-aware. You will have to be interested in the other human being's heart, as I was saying. And when people are not, they're not. And so, yeah, we don't look for apologies. Nobody owes us an apology. But when people show us that they don't know how to love, like I said, it's irritating, and thank you, Bessel van der Kolk, because we also don't know why they just don't know how to be their self and why they're making it so hard to be in a relationship. And those are like a couple and or more that I got to understand. So mentally speaking, I'm like, okay, this is really great, because they're all just people who need to get good therapy, and that's great to know there's a solution. Now, how many of them go? That's the part. They don't. And if they do, well, then they will come with a letter. No, they will speak. If they grow balls and vaginas, people who grow attachment security, they will speak. because they will have done a good journey. They won't be, I don't want to do personal development. If they get a good therapist, they will understand how to continue doing integration of the brain. And that's because they're motivated to be the best version of themselves, humanly speaking, because they want to have more friends, not less friends, because they want to be more involved in life, not less life. So the part about, you know, what's beautiful with life is that you don't have infinite number of time and hours. No, you got 24 hours. You know who I invest my time with? It's all the ones who let me be me, and they be them, and they make their be them easy. They don't hide who they are from me. None of them. Those are the people. And obviously my immediate herd, because I was born with my immediate herd, but I don't say obviously in a bad way. I just mean that I already had a herd. That's why everybody else is, you know, bonus. You get more herd members. You're on a roll. So the people, though, that I will have become irritated personally as I share with you stories, it's because of a way that you learn they're masked. Thanks to Bessel van der Kolk, I know the mask is because they're all their teenager version. And thanks to even more years, I know that they're all people who can make use of good therapy. Thanks to all these human beings who also, and it's not like a gazillion, but there's a buttload of them that roll their eyes at every single bit of attachment and trauma information that I will have ever shared. So I get to continue to work with what is the bigger picture. And here's why I want to mention my divine masculine friend again, because they are the ones who bring out points that allow me to bring out better points for you right here. Human. Because he helps me to remember things that otherwise a divine feminine who's connected to the sphere of consciousness, meaning just heart, will not remember. And that would be where we all have ego self, and that I remember. However, when we get irritated, we begin to get into that angry circuit. Our angry circuit gives us a sense of certainty. That sense of certainty blinds you to what is true, and then you become a person who's contemplating with bias. And so my divine masculine friend keeps me in check because of presenting equations that keep humanity in check. And what that means is simply like the checks and balances. And what a actual divine feminine will know is that she is weak in that very area. It's not because I'm weak emotionally. No, actually, emotionally, I'm not at all. That's the whole point. Is that I can make any type of contemplation work from within me because of having an open heart and an open mind. And therefore, in my ability to draw endlessly in a way that inspires infinite higher human consciousness potential, there will always be an area that can get misplaced. While when there's a person who can draw a line around you, you're like, oh wait, I'm a little bit out the line, let me come back in. So what I'm trying to get at is the part of when irritation strikes, one, you are able to keep yourself in awareness. I am, because thank you mom, I know that the world doesn't revolve around me. Then I have smart and emotionally available human beings, and in this case my divine masculine friend, that likes to enjoy conversations and intellectually, and they and I get to have these discourses at times that add to my food for thought that then add to us here. And so the believing above your own self, and in this case, because I bring in sciences, I'm beyond spirituality. They're concepts, they're subject matters. They're not the truth of the truth. No, at the end of the day, when I die, I'll become part of the energy sphere. But as a mystic, you all know, I know my future husband. I know my future life, and I know this to be true in my heart, but my own mind knows it to be not provable. And so here's where, with the ability to share with you all, I'm both spirituality and human, and that those human concepts for me prevail as I bring to you the human element to enlightenment. The human element is you moving into your prefrontal cortex and doing the integrated brain that we can all, when you are healing your charged states, and or you're just healing your charged childhood parts, and those would be trauma charges. Then there's those who also heal the childhood developmental unhealed trauma, and they also heal their attachment wounds and da da da. So when you become a whole self, that's number one, great, because you're a kind, compassionate person. However, behind you, if there's not a bigger calling, a bigger something, a bigger picture, you can get lost, which is why we have those spiritual bypassers. Okay, so in the case of me, Maria, I have not only the 5D educators, Daniel Siegel, Bessel van der Kolk, Janina Fischer, Peter Levine, Stephen Porges, Ruth Lanius, Bethany, all the trauma therapists, Albert Wong, every single one, Sue Martin, all of my lovely mental health group people that I get to keep learning from, neuroscience, neurobiology, determined, Robert M. Sapolsky, I can't wait to finish that book. Okay, so that's all the human elements. And then I'm blessed to be also spirituality. And that's where Jesus is my number one man. And I call God consciousness in Akash, but it's the law of cosmos. I can bring into right here the law of the stars from the physics. I just don't know enough about it, but I will bring them in because that's where I'm at. Dark matter, dark energy. It's not an entity. However, it is a sphere, thank you, Sadhguru, as a mystic. That is a bigger picture. That is related to my heart. And this is where my divine masculine is correct in this idea of if there's not a bigger picture, something above you, something beyond you, it's not above us, but it's beyond, and it has to be something from the heart. Because logic will be cold and stay cold because logic is my left mode of the brain. And so here's that equation and why right now, because right now we're still building attachment and trauma information and more, but I am confident to know that the future is where science is prevails. Not because I wanted to, it's because of seeing where we're headed. And it's because of what the sciences can prove about you and your humanity. Your integration of the brain capacity is when you can become your humanity. And as Sadhguru has shared, when you overwhelm with humanity, divinity has to descend if you overflow with humanity. But also because in lovely documentaries with the physicist cosmos people, how the universe works. One of them, Michelle, she's actually interviewed by the Well. She makes a good point. She says, once we prove the Big Bang, that's it. You don't have any more questions of how life began. And this is a truth. It's not something that a rational, objective human being, that's why it's about having your religious belief systems, anything. All of that bias, it's implicit, but it's not implicit for those of us who are aware. I'm a human. I grew up with stuff. I know I grew up with stuff, and I don't have all of the knowledge. I can be aware of my bias. This is the difference. It's only implicit if you're unaware of it. If you're aware of where you come from, I know where I come from. I know what my heart wants to believe. And I know that I can't prove it. This is why the mystic woo-woo pseudoscience people, they really are fascinating. Because, you know, when I think of those who talk about the importance of having something beyond yourself, but you didn't grow up with it and you don't necessarily believe in it, versus a person like myself who I grew up with it, I even got to defend it with that lovely teenage boyfriend who I didn't actually win that. Meaning that this was when I got to be my own lawyer. I got to be honest. I got to be shut down. This is where that very specific relationship didn't make me say, I won't believe in me. No, no. Or I will change me. Or I've done something. No. My heart was shattered at the seeing of it. And at the same time, there was complete awareness. This human being hates God, doesn't believe in God because his fucking friend killed himself. And he's telling me that I'm afraid. You're a fucking asshole is what it is. But I wasn't cursing. I was a teenager who was way not even half of this. I just knew that this human being was bullshitting me. And I knew, though, that that was not something that I was going to present because that would be like putting a finger in a wound, which there's no need. I don't need to prove my faith. I have it. I don't need you to believe in it. You don't need to believe anything. And actually, the fact that he was going to be that future husband, this is the point. The future husband of mine doesn't believe in what I'm telling them. They're so, it's not stubborn. They believe what's coming out of their mouth right now. As they look me in the eye, they believe that my faith is fear. So it's about our heart-to-heart connection and knowing when somebody's genuinely believing something. I wasn't angry at him. because I knew where his hurt came from. There was nothing for me to say to him except for nothing. That's the part. And I expanded consciousness. So I thank him for that, because see, he allowed me to know, you know what? I won't be able to prove. And that's why Teenage Land is a beautiful, beautiful space for me, because I learned that I would not be being my lawyer, and that my honesty would be taken in however many different ways all those teenagers got to show me. And that even if you are truthful, people will call you a liar. And then they will say you're cold or rational or selfish or defensive or a liar or evil or a snoot or whatever. So all these different words that meant all the same things in my book. You all are saying, like, you don't have this opinion. You're all actually in the same modality of that black and white thinking, because teenagers are that. You're saying you're right and that I'm wrong, and I know I'm not, because I'm telling you what I am from the heart. What are you doing? You're lying through your teeth as you tell me that you don't believe in a God and you believe in evil because of death happening. And I'm saying, no, death happens because there's stuff that happens. And you're continuing to then go out of your way to say, no, no, it's humankind that is evil. Okay, so that's why I love seeing those lovely philosophers, religious people, and all the academics talk about, you know, we really shouldn't call human beings inherently good or evil. They're not. And that's why I bought the book Determined, so that I can read it, because that's the point. Science shows that we have a human nature, and it's a mammalian heritage. And I know people who don't live in it. You know what they do? Oh, yeah, they do their... I, as a grown-up, is still going to say that evil trumps and nothing else and stuff like that. So it's the people who are not in their right mode, one, and they have only what they're doing, maladaptive child structural dissociation. So their cold, selfish, protective attitude is from a nervous system of their reptilian survival mode. They have an amygdala that's alerted. They have complete incapacity to get that prefrontal cortex down, because they're choosing to stay in their irritable, whatever it is that's going on, their angry circuit, their shame, the blame, the fault, all of that. So when you meet a person who's going to justify their actually unkind mannerisms that come from their unfinished business, so one, closing the loop of those who don't actually grow up with a entity that they will have believed in, but that realize the value of it, and the value because of it bringing forth Jesus and God bring forth for those of us who understood, not the ones who are still in the black and white thinking digital. No, those people, they're dividing. That's why religion is not moving forward. Every person who's actually spiritual, like I am, they will say, I'm a spirituality person. I say I'm beyond it because I am. But if I need to go spirituality, I'm going to go with Jesus, and I'm going to go with Sadhguru, and I'm going to call God consciousness, because I don't go with the institutions that are dividing people and continuing to use words in ways that do not promote what? Forgive them, for they do not know. They don't know how to use their prefrontal cortex. They don't even know how to work with their own implicit bias. I know that if I have an opinion, I can own up to it. If I bring something limited, I'll own up to it. I don't have implicit shit. I have explicit shit. And if it's implicit, it won't be implicit for long. I even have an example for that one. So there's a big thing with the Northern and Southern Italians. And I don't have appreciation for the Northerners. This is my place. Like, as soon as I even just think of them, my heart is remembering all of the conversations as a teenager, all of what they do, da 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 da. Okay, so that is an implicit bias, but it's also explicit. And I can put it to the side, and here's why that's being that spirituality process. And I can say it's not a truth. It's a subjective experience from things that I've experienced. It's not a truth. All people are the same. When you get to meet all people, they're all people. That's why generalizations and stereotypes, whether they be of gender, culture, or any, they're all false. And they're actually locked in people's experiences. And so again, when we're talking about expansion of consciousness, it's conversations. The people who get to do this are all of those who are emotionally empowered. And so yeah, a person who can, I love having different types of political, religious, and all conversations, although there's only one human being so far that I'm able to do it in a way that is satisfactory, and it's because they are actually interested in talking. and learning. So they're interested in both. If they weren't learning, then we couldn't talk. And that's because of you needing to be able to figure out the in-depth of topics. So not everybody, again, is actually interested in topics that, in my opinion, are a lot more fascinating than... there are mystics that talk about famous people. I saw this mystic who's a medium, and she is talking about conspiracy shit. And I was like, what the fuck? And it's entertainment news. So on that note, I need to remind my lovely listeners, I am in the Enlightenment Soul Age group. I totally have no interest in something like that, but I found it humorous, and I'm going to always try to keep myself exposed to different types of mystics out there so that we can remember there's just, you know, different people for different reasons. And when you get attachment trauma informed, this is where it's clear some people won't choose to get hell out of their bodies. And that's because they will armor themselves, shut in their actual dark sides of neuroplasticity. And so that's the part of the human suffering love group. It's something that we talk about every now and then, but let me get back to why irritation and avoidant discard so that we can stay on track a little bit with that. Okay, so closing the loop, what I meant by fascinating, when people realize the importance of something beyond oneself, is that it's beautiful, okay? And it's also interesting, though, because they didn't grow up with it. And for somebody like myself who's moved beyond it, it's something, though, that I've already and always seen as something that was able to have me to continue believing inside of me in love and in humanity and in a way of not anything. It has nothing to do with fear. It has everything to do with it being a resource. We learn about resources when I get to learn from my trauma therapists, all of them. And so I have two certificates that are completed. No, three of them. Yeah, of education. But two of them are focused on supporting people in trauma recovery. And then there's others that are hours, but not certificates. So I got to learn about how you help a person to get resources. That's because any type of activity that is reflective can trigger a person. And so when I meet anyone who's doing any type of work with me, and even if it's just we're having a conversation as people, so that's not work, but still, if I am in the presence of somebody who's going to start getting agitated, I know about resourcing them and helping them to learn to titrate and pendulate their emotions. So you get to understand the importance of being a safe haven, secure base for your loved ones in general and humanity. That's what a 5D collective way we are secure attachment individuals. So here's why irritation of the waste of time. Let me go back to that. One, having, for me, been raised with Jesus, I will always remember that. So instinctively, I'm going to be holding my tongue and moving myself away and choosing silence, the right silence. Buddhist psychologists teach all about the right silence, which is if you know you won't be making a difference, don't speak. And when you have a maladaptive child, that's what is going to happen. You have a dysfunctional, dysregulated human being. They're an adaptive child with unhealed trauma. They're bringing it your way. They're projecting it. They don't give a shit about you right now because you're not even in their peripheral view. And it's not that they don't give a shit because they're some evil piece of shit. No, they literally are reliving something from their own home, their own stuff, and there's no need to be pointing it out, nor would you in any way, shape, or form. Today, as an attachment and trauma-informed person, I do get to deal with a lot of different people. Oh, and I don't find it in any way, shape, or form humorous. I find it sad, but I also don't engage in, let me inform you of what you're doing right now. Okay, so as we close on out, the avoidant that discards us, we will be irritated because they wasted our life. They wasted 24 hours and however many more hours, so however many days of my life and my time where I could have been with a person and or people that want to become their functional adult. And that is where we want to be. an empowered woman, I, as a mystic also, will want to only invest my time with a human being who wants to become more of their humanity. And those who do want this, they take their emotions and they don't project it. When I have human suffering people, they're projecting shit. I know the right silence, because the day I was a teenager is the day that I started to already know, you're out, you're out, you're out, you're out. I didn't say anything. Nope, you're out, because you're codependent in many different ways, shapes, and forms. So as a grown-up, what I can share is there's no, oh my God, I'm so traumatized. Oh, they did so much hurt to me. No, I'm not traumatized. They gave me the gift of sight by showing me what buffoons do. Then the attachment and trauma, they gave me the sight of shut up, Maria, and be compassionate. It's like, thank you. Okay, they're not buffoons. Their child was protecting themselves. But thank you, Patrick Tiahan. He gives me the ability to have sight again and know that there are people who don't do emotional lifting. Their cowardice is what seeps through. You don't have the courage. And I don't find that a nice word to use, because cowardice and courage are what those poor children did have in their homes. But you're not courageous when you're treating another human being like a piece of shit that I can just take and throw out. And here's the deal, a direct communicator, you better bet we won't go away quietly. Meaning, if you're treating me like a piece of shit, oh, I'm going to make you know that you're treating me like a piece of shit. Oh, I will not stand down because I know how to protect me. No, I'm not protecting me. There's two different things. I'm not, you're not endangering me. You have no fucking weapon in your hand. No, I'm going to stand up for me. There's two different things. When you meet a three-year-old who doesn't ever stand down, because thank you, mother, there will never be one moment that you feel I should be ashamed of being an ugly cockroach. The minute you treat me like a piece of shit is the minute that I'm going to eventually stand up, because I will have done whatever I can with mutual respect, with healthy conflict. I will speak to you and I will try to figure things out so that we can agree to disagree or have what is called an actual conversation. And so the minute that I then realize that I'm basically dealing with what is something that is of a clown, well, I'm not going to say it's right, but I'm going to say I love to be able and say, you know what? Thank you so much for your time. I will have to say, it's been a pleasure of mine. Let me tip my hat to you and let you know that I have been just so selfish. I've been using your time ineffectively. I am so sorry for having wasted any of your time. And we do mean it. This is not out of what would look like spite. It is out of the heart of hearts of let me appreciate all of what I just got to experience. And it is it's that thing that I got to learn as a child. Again, you've been given life, appreciate it, be grateful. But then there's the wisdom of the mystic plane as well. We're all a big ball of energy, so we're getting to uncharge each other. And here's where, thank you, lovely, lovely trauma experts. Trauma is relational, and healing it will not happen by yourself. So it is through your own relationship with your body and your mind that you will be able to know that you are uncharging. So for those of us with secure attachment, we still have, again, our 0-1-year-old, our 3-7, nobody's perfect here. Meaning we all will have trauma charges. The difference is I can talk about my charges, however passionately they may be. That doesn't mean I'm saying I'm right. No, I'm going to present to you my exact opinion, my exact feeling, my story. I will be as clear as day. Once I've decided that I'm going to be clear to you, it will be because I will have tried to see how can we work this out in whatever way that I have noticed you don't have the emotional capacity. You have a clear, unavailable ego, and that's because the teenagers taught me all about liars, liars, pants on fires. So the part about trying to work with you, it's because of already knowing I'm dealing with an adaptive child. Let me see if there's a way that I can say you're safe to be yourself. It's all this is. You're safe. I'm having fun. You can have fun too. You lead me to this discard, this way of, you know, treating me without emotions, without any care, because this is what the avoidant and or an avoidant fearful. And so again, for women who are empowered, it's not traumatic. It's let me figure out what you're actually doing. And the minute that I will want pure clarity, it's because I will have had enough data to figure out, okay, you're clearly not here for me. This is not a relationship. What you're doing is something called I fall in and out of love with people because I don't have a regulated nervous system, because I'm addicted to being with emotionally unavailable people who don't treat me well, and I'm trying to get treated like a piece of shit maybe, but you won't do that because we won't do that. You don't shame, blame, fault, or revenge. You literally will just come at, again, any conversation with a respect. I respect who you are. I'm trying to meet you. I'm trying to figure out what's going on. And you recalibrate again and again and again, and accepting differences. This is also why we don't have any type of shit go down with our twin flames. It will be a choice point, choice point, choice point, choice point. Okay, by the time I know what you're doing, I know what I'm doing. The ones who irritate us the most are the ones who, you know, they backhand us, but that happens only once. It's, how can I explain this? It's something that specifically happens, and that's the minute we begin recalibrating. And so when I will be backhanded, so when you take me off guard, quote unquote, and you give me that first blow, that's the minute that I'm going to begin to try to figure out what's going on with you, not me. I know what I'm doing, and to see if we're working this out or not. And once I figure out, no, we're not working anything out, this is the part of where, okay, I was so mistaken, my bad. The irritation gets handled because there's nothing that happened that was wrong. There's a relationship that you will have expanded consciousness with. No trauma here. It's called emotions. For the people who have a window of welcome, it's because, again, we were allowed to have, any one of you who knows what I'm talking about, to have our emotions. So we are not like, oh my gosh, that elephant on the chest is me being traumatized. That's not how you feel. You feel, I have emotions going on, and it's because of things that are happening. Oh, furthermore, for mystics, it's a complete different story. Because our oversoul is something that goes beyond what any of you who are not mystics will not believe in, which is fair and square. But yeah, that's where it's not all ours. But you can't prove it, which is why a 5D mystic will know, you know what? Here's what you get to go. You get to keep on doing emotional and physical mastery as you learn to accept that the people of your oversoul, you get to pick up on them. And in fact, that's when you're expanding your energy body. For any of you mystics, it's not confusing. You will know I'm expanding my energy body. I'm picking up on my immediate oversoul when we have the extended oversoul, like during COVID. Yeah, oh, you can better bet any mystic will know what they were perceiving. Thank you, Tara Brock, for describing it in the summit. Because we're all an embodied brain. So here's where my attachment and trauma information come in again. And at that summit, she explains how our nervous systems affect us and how the ecosystem works. So people don't believe in it because they don't do neurobiology, neuroscience. They don't believe in our one big ball of energy and how the sun affects us. They want to continue to say it's all hocus pocus. I don't know enough of the good sciences verbiage, but I know enough of the people to know that the mystic stuff is something that brings those of us who are here, an experience that is beautiful because we have relationships that are go beyond any amount. I love more than I've ever loved before. I can cherish my relationships. It's just amazing. As for the external stuff that I was talking about, that completely science has shit going down as they look into it. Metaphysics, we got the physicist, the quantum physicist. We got our lovely, you know, neuroscientist again. They look into the hard problem of consciousness. So there's plenty of sciences. But going back to our relationships, the beauty of our relationships is they will always bring us something of value. But we will be irritated because we will have wasted time with those who are not looking to move out of their dysfunction. And that's because they choose to simply bring their adaptive child unhealed trauma and project into the world and into the relation the maladaptive child behavior. We will wait to figure it out. No, we need time. Time is the way that I understand if you're invested in me or not. And that's the way that I'm going to try to figure it out by talking to you. And that's also why at a certain point, it will be clear you don't care about my feelings because I will have probably cried to you, talked to you. Yeah. I will have been vulnerable and you will have treated me in a very specific cold and indifferent and completely I will not answer you way, which isn't going to be confusing. No, you have not confused me or traumatized me. You will have made me clear of the fact that you have no emotional investment in me. So I will simply know, okay, data point taken. Data point taken, data point taken. I'm no thingness. And okay, cool. Thank you, sayonara. And you then keep on walking and you don't say, I hate all men. I don't trust in men. I wasted my time. Because the women that do that, I'm 49. I'm going to stay single, best single. The most amazing thing that you will be gifted in life is to love. Not the fake shit. No, I'm saying to have those who are actually team members. So they see and appreciate you as a team member. They enjoy you as a team member. They accept that you're different. Woo-woo sort of science lady here. I get accepted by my loved ones. They have healthy, functional adult conversations with me. And we have healthy conflict. No, we don't do conflict. We do very much interesting, what I would call exchanges. And we have mutual respect. Nobody's saying, you need to change. No, there's more of, you don't need to change. My empowered women and my empowered men, they are all, you are beautiful with your quirks. And that's what a herd does. Sid, Manny, Diego. But you know what? We're not the movies. So a herd knows that humanity has a big buttload of unresolved trauma. It's transgenerational. It's cultural. It's a lot of things. The only way it gets healed, by the way, is not by calling each other names. So when you meet an avoidant and you get discarded, I know it might, some of you might feel very overwhelmed. There's trauma therapists for that one. There's actually attachment therapists or coaches for that one, okay? I do support with personal development, and I'm here for any and all of you, specifically channeled guidance for paid subscribers. And obviously, we have the inner growth mindset as well, and I have plans for the masterclass at some point. But what I want to say is you decide if emotions are traumatic to you. That's why I said this. Because for me, emotions are not traumatic. They don't overwhelm my nervous system, and they never have. They're part of the journey of life. For those of you who instead, if you feel that it is traumatic, so that that elephant on the chest is something traumatic, then go to good EMDR, child parts work, and somatics. Because it means that you have a smaller window of tolerance. If you have a bigger window of tolerance, then you'll know, you know what, I can work with the inner growth mindset easily. I can work with my emotions easily. You know what, I enjoy all of my relationships. I enjoy humanity. So the part about humanity, if you hate, dislike, or distrust humankind, then I'm going to say it's good if you go to good trauma therapy, because that means to me that you have a trust break with your own self, because we are human. If you don't trust our own species, you don't trust yourself, number one. If you don't trust men or women and or marriage, meaning partnership, you don't trust in love. This means you have a trust break, and it means you have attachment wounds, and it means there's something deeper. And this is where the difference is. If you're aware that emotions are involved, sadness is not a trust break. Anger is not a trust break. Getting all those basic emotions, they're not breaks. They're part of the human experience. This is why we experience them differently. Enlightenment the human way. It ain't doing fucking laundry. No, I don't have laundry to do. Laundry is soiled. My emotions aren't soiled. A charge is not soiled. It's not shit. Even though it will be shit, but it's not shit. And that's for a whole other episode. So what I'm saying is, when you appreciate life, this is why irritation, you'll find it a waste of your time. Anytime I've been irritated, I have always said, okay, Maria, are you done yet? Because we have better things to do than be irritated. And this was as a teenager. You can better bet your bottom with my twin flames and my soulmates. I have consistently known at least one very beautiful thing about my oversoul. They helped me to get to where I want to be. I, the human being who's the piece of consciousness. Yeah. So this is what I see 40 always missing out on. When they talk about their oversoul, none of them seem to have realized that they are all going to do you a favor, not the other way around. So by me knowing, here's that part of that selflessness, is it really? When you have the concept that the oversoul is part of your journey to help you be yourself, but you know that yourself is a whole three-year-old heart, so this is the part, I have an ego self. You will know that it is something that helps you to get somewhere. You won't have all the answers. You don't need all the answers, but there's one answer that will always be a part of this equation. It's called love. It's called life. And that's the essence that we are, which is why God never went through a change. For me, he's always been that. And so is Jesus. And so is anything spirituality related. And in fact, Sadhguru, once again, if you overflow with humanity, divinity has to descend. But also, for most people, love means you must do what I want. No, love means they can do what they want and we still love them. So the only thing is, we know that the most precious thing is life itself. And the fact that some people need to get to their deathbed, yeah, we don't. I've known I have 24 hours a day since I was a kid, because I would wake up crying from dark nights of sleep. And then the fact that we live in an unsafe world, yeah, I already know that too. You can't be near me 24/7, which means something horrible can happen to me. So don't lie to me. You're not going to protect me. That's not what your role is. You're not going to save me. No. And in fact, you don't. You can have fun with me. And we can have fun. So love, it's easy. When people make it hard, well, we figure out, okay, they don't know how to love. And that's where, again, we don't feel it traumatic, those of us who are empowered. We feel that we will learn, and then we will learn how to disengage from any person who doesn't want to heal their dysfunction and their disrupted, unresolved trauma stuff. Okay, so the survival mode people, they keep doing them. We get to work to build secure attachment relationships and heal trauma together. I'll be back with more. I hope you enjoyed. Have a great one.